Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3136 BN. Today's date is August 10th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Blackmail and Bribes. We have the source, Manchurian Candidate, cover-up, start a war. Talk about protecting our wealth. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You'll also get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to x22gold.com, that is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. If you don't see the link, click the description button or the other button, or simply call 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. It's the only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now trapped in their entire cover-up. I mean, really think about it. Throughout time, what have they been doing? They've been protecting the criminal syndicate. They were making sure that no one would find out all the crimes that they have committed, the treasonous crimes, the pedophilia networks. They wanted to make sure that no one realized that they were money laundering, that they were blackmailed, bribes were going on. This is what the FBI, Department of Justice, DHS, the corrupt politicians, fake news, this is what they've done for many, many years. They had a system, and it was protected by certain agencies, the police force, the centralized police force, and they protected those people in the background. Now, the problem is that now the people are learning that, wow, these agencies actually really did protect a criminal syndicate. And now that criminal syndicate is being exposed. They can see the money laundering. They can see the blackmail. They can see the bribes. Actually, Trump describes Biden, and I also think he's talking about Obama, he's the Manchurian candidate. So if all of this information is coming out right now and their cover-up completely failed, how do you cover up for the cover-up? How do you distract the entire country? Actually, how do you distract the entire world? Well, you start a war. That's how you distract everyone. Actually, just go back to 9/11. Wasn't Rumsfeld talking about something like the millions of dollars that are missing the day before, and then all of a sudden the buildings completely collapsed? Well, I do believe this is exactly what's going to happen here. I don't mean it's going to be another 9/11 and buildings are going to collapse, but we're going to enter a place where they're going to start war, where they might attack the United States. And I do believe it might be a cyber attack. They might attempt to attack the United States, and maybe that missile won't make it over to the United States, but they need to show the American people of why we need to go into war. This will be their distraction. It's almost like, you know, wag the dog, same type of thing. And as they push this, they're going to cover up their cover up. Because think about what's happening to Biden right now. More and more evidence is being produced every single day. How much longer can they keep him in this position? Because even the fake news is being pushed to a point, and yes, Fox News is first, they're being pushed to a point where they need to start asking questions. Because as more and more evidence comes out, and it's shown that, oh, it's this country, oh, it's Kazakhstan, oh, it's Ukraine, oh, it's China, oh, it's all these different money laundering shell companies. Oh, he's taken in 10 million. I'm sorry, that amount changed. Oh, it's 20 million. Oh, I'm sorry, now it's a total of 32 million. As this continually happens, what do? Can they just sit back? No, because their viewership, as low as it is, they're hearing it from all different places. Even if you're scrolling on TikTok, if you're just on Instagram, they're hearing certain bits and pieces of it. People are starting to understand. People are starting to learn. And as more and more evidence comes out, more and more people report on it. Eventually, what's going to happen is the fake news is going to have to report on something. Questions are going to have to be asked. And at this point, when it gets to that level, I do believe this is when the deep state players are going to say, okay, what we got to do is we got to remove them one way or another. Now, does this stop the investigations? No, because the next person on deck is the Obamas. they are also involved in this. And yes, the information is going to be dripped out. Yes, the information is going to be produced. And when that information builds, what do you think they're going to do as we approach the 2024 elections? Well, they don't want that information out there. They already know they can't win the election by cheating. They know they won't have a chance against Trump. They don't have the mechanism to cheat that way. So they're going to have to do something to try to stop it, to cover it up. And what do? You start a war. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they always knew this is what they were going to do because we know the 16-year plan. Their 16-year plan was to bring us into a war. I do believe Trump kind of turned the tables on them and said, okay, let's do it. You do everything to me. You set all the precedents you want. The people will see it. The people will see your corruption. The people will see your cover up. And then I can take everything you did to me because you're projecting everything that you did onto me. And I can use it against you. I mean, think about the Twitter warrant that they issued, the secret Twitter warrant, where they were looking at the deleted tweets. They're looking at the DMs. They're looking at other accounts that he might have had. Think about this for a second. Remember, Twitter belonged to the deep state. It was controlled by the intel agencies. What do you think was happening on this platform? What do you think was happening with not their primary account, which is just the role they were playing? You don't think they had other accounts? You don't think they were communicating via DM? Why wouldn't they? They felt safe. They knew that no one was going to report it. It was locked down. They controlled it all, just like with YouTube, just like with Facebook, just like with Instagram. But now, since they went ahead and they produced this warrant to go after Trump's information, did they not just set another precedent? Yes, they did. Did he bring them down this path? Did he set them up? Because why just Twitter? That's interesting. Why not YouTube? Why Twitter? Because that's where a lot of the communication was happening. I mean, yes, there's a lot of communication on other platforms, but who has control over Twitter today? Think about that for a second. They don't. The deep state does not anymore. Trump now can actually turn this around and get everything he needs. Now, do I mean him personally? No, I think this is going to be done on many different levels. Can Congress do this? Absolutely. And I do believe that we're going to see all of this happen. And as all of this happens and more evidence comes out, just like we're finding out about the Michigan election fraud, which also happened in Arizona, which also happened in Pennsylvania, which also happened in many other states. Well, they're going to be desperate to cover all this up. Remember, the information is coming out right now. And what else are people learning? They're learning, wait a minute, if we have information or crimes and we have certain documented evidence, do we go to the FBI? Do we go to DOJ? No. What people are doing right now, they're going to the local attorney general, the local police to do the investigation. And actually, remember when Rand Paul said, I'm going to refer this to the FBI, DOJ? Well, he just realized, hey, wait a minute. I referred them to the DOJ, to the FBI, and nothing's going to happen. So I'm going to take extraordinary measures and take that and go to a local AG to pursue charges against Fauci. And this is why it's so important, because people, they needed to understand what the criminal syndicate is. See, in the past, what people would do, they're like, okay, yeah, we have the FBI, we have the Department of Justice, they'll do the right thing, we'll give it to them. And what did they say? Well, we're investigating. 2 years goes by, we're investigating. 3 years go by, we're investigating. 4 years go by, we're investigating. They're not investigating, they're covering up. But people needed to see this. People needed to understand they're part of the criminal syndicate. And I think people are starting to really get it, that if anyone's expecting arrests, if anyone's expecting Biden to get into trouble, if anyone's expecting any type of real investigation, it's not going to happen. Why would the mafia investigate themselves? That's really what it is. They're the mafia. Why would they turn themselves in or investigate themselves and put themselves into prison? It makes no sense. And this is why, in the end, as we have all this information come out and their cover is blown. And people start to learn, wow, look at the bribery, look at the blackmail, look at the cover-up, look at all the different agencies that are involved, look at all of this. This is why they're going to have to start a war in the end. I do believe Trump and the Patriots are counting on this. They want them to start the war because this is where they are bringing them. They have turned the tables on them. They know they want to get into war. They brought them down this path. And Trump, the Patriots, they're going to use this against them. And he's going to show the people the next stage. Remember, this is all being done in stages to make the people aware and make sure they understand what's happening. And I do believe we are now moving towards war. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, I think Emerald Robinson says something very important on X, and it all goes with the criminal syndicate. And she says, America's corporate media journalists are not incompetent or dumb. They're actively participating in the communist takeover of America by the Biden regime. Absolutely. They're not stupid. They're not just ignoring the information. They're not just reporting on things that don't make sense. They're part of the criminal syndicate. And I think people are starting to really understand what's going on. And the other thing that's very interesting is that you could see that the fake news, eventually they're going to have to ask questions. It's almost like the riots in 2020. When people were rioting, people saw the buildings being burned down. They saw the looting. They saw all this happening. And the fake news, the corrupt politicians are all trying to pretend that it wasn't really happening. But people saw it on TikTok. They saw it on Instagram. They saw it on Facebook. They saw it on Twitter. They saw it on many, many different places. And all of a sudden, the people started to become aware of all of this, and they started to see this, and they had a lot of questions about it. And eventually what happened is the people are saying, okay, you're lying to us, because we see it with our own two eyes. We see what's happening. Finally, they had to say, okay, it was protests, but there might have been some riots involved. Before, they were saying there was no riots whatsoever. And what happens is it breaks down over time, and they go ahead and they admit a little bit, then a little bit more, then a little bit more. And that's what's happening right now. Because as more and more information comes out against Joe Biden, the fake news, they're being pushed into a corner and they have to admit something. In the beginning, when they said, he laundered money. All right, the fake news didn't have to report anything. Oh, he has 20 shell companies. Okay, they don't have to report anything. Oh, he took money from Ukraine. Okay, they don't have to report anything. Okay, he took money from Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and China. And now it went from 10 million to 20 million up to 32 million. Oh, now we have a problem because now it's all being documented. And now Devin Archer testified saying, yes, this is exactly what happened. Joe Biden was in the meetings and now it's completely falling apart. And eventually what's going to happen is fake news. They need to ask a question. And that's why Peter Ducey was out there and he backed Joe Biden into a corner and asked him the question about, hey, did you ever speak to any of Hunter's business partners? And Biden, he flipped out. He says, I never talked business with anybody, but we know he did. So now what are people seeing? They're seeing the liar in chief. That's all they're seeing right now. And it's going to get worse and worse. General Flynn, he put this out and it's a New York Post front cover of their paper. Cat Turd is referring to it. And it says, foreign clients gave Hunter a Porsche, a diamond, and millions of dollars. What did they think they were buying? Down below, it says Joe for sale, open for business, price tag, $20 million. So right now, the White House is for sale. That's really what that means. And people now are seeing that there is blackmail, there is bribes, and people are starting to see the truth. And the fake news, they can either pretend not to respond to this, or eventually they're going to have to do something. And I do believe they're going to get the 4 a.m. drop to say, okay, it's time. We need to remove him. You can say whatever you want. Dementia is going to kick in, 25th Amendment, and we can just basically take all of this and say he doesn't know anything and we can remove him. And I do believe that's exactly where this is headed. But Lou Dobbs said something very interesting on X, and it has to do with bribery because I think people and blackmail, because I think people are seeing this. He said these shipments of tens of billions of dollars increasingly look like Biden is using taxpayer money to pay off his Ukrainian blackmailers. What do you think? Yes. That's what it's looking like. And I want to go back to a couple of posts here. This is post 4890, is October 18, 2020. Down below it says, those who provided Hunter with underage girls trafficked, same people who also took the pictures. If large sums of money are being paid by foreign state actors to protected in powerful positions, U.S. politicians, would they want assurances the deal will be kept? Bribes and blackmail, dark secrets. Post 4959, November 6, 2022. What groups are financing Ukraine? Why are they financing Ukraine? Why was Hunter in Ukraine? What did Pop threaten to withhold from Ukraine? $1 billion? Who benefits? What did Pop receive in return? Why is Hunter not in jail? Think blackmail, bribes, extortion, threats. How do you control a leader? How do you control a country? Are you ready to take back control? Your vote matters. You have all the tools you need. Post 4821. What happens if Biden became POTUS? He, through Hunter Plus Two, took massive amounts of bribes to change, look the other way, U.S. policy towards China in favor of China. Would China own and control the White House? Absolutely. Post 4822, October 7, 2020. What happens if Biden became POTUS, knowing through Hunter Plus One took massive amounts of bribes to change, look the other way, U.S. policy towards Ukraine in favor of Ukraine? Would Ukraine own and control the White House? Absolutely. Post 4823. Only the illusion of democracy, only the illusion of for the people. For the first time in a long time, our POTUS stands with and for the people, all assets deployed. So what are people learning right now? They're learning that Joe Biden is controlled by foreign governments. They're learning that he didn't win the election. He installed himself, just like Katie Hobbs. Carrie Lake continually says this. These individuals have been installed in these positions. They overthrow the duly elected governor. They overthrow the duly elected president. That is an illusion of democracy. It's the illusion of for the people. Trump is changing all of that. This is why this is not a four-year election. Paul Sperry put this out and said, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act also make it a crime for entities to give payment or gifts to the family members of government official as an indirect way of corruptly influencing the government official. Hashtag Biden crime family, Biden racketeering. Add on to that, Biden bribes and much more. Biden blackmail. I mean, you can go on and on and on. So right now we have James Comer. He's going to be calling in Joe and Hunter Biden. They're going to be subpoenaed to come before his committee. Now, do you think they're going to respond to this, or are they going to try to get out of this? Remember, in the end, the deep state players, they're going to try to get around this entire impeachment. We know from Mitch McConnell already with the other rhinos, and you know the Democrats aren't going to vote, you know, to impeach him. You know it's going to stop in the Senate. Actually, that's where it stopped with Trump. And will the House be able to get this off the ground? I think when they're preparing and ready to do this, I think the deep state is going to react. And if we actually do impeach, doesn't that say that, hey, wait a minute, this guy is the president? Because he really isn't. He's the resident. He overthrew the United States government. He overthrew the duly elected president. So just like Trump says, if you catch the criminal in the act and he gets caught, does he get to keep the diamonds, or did the diamonds have to be returned? Well, the diamonds have to be returned. But we'll see what happens with Comer and the subpoenas, because I do believe they'll try to wiggle their way out of this in the end. And I think, yes, Biden, he will be removed from this position. Kamala will be acting president. But I think the real target is Obama. That doesn't mean that Biden gets off the hook. It just means that we're going after the head of all of this. And I think beyond Obama, which is going to lead to another, you need to show the people all the way up the chain. I think that's what people are going to realize. And think about it. All those fake news papers, all the fake news out there talking about the Russia collusion, all the fake news saying, oh, no, Biden never spoke to Hunter's business partners. He never took money. Well, that's all completely falling apart. And what's very interesting is that I think the Pulitzer Prize for all the Russian collusion and everything else should be taken back. Any awards that they got for, you know, putting out the story about Joe Biden not taking money, they should give those awards back. And we can see that those people that are doing a true investigation, documenting the investigation, are they going to get a Pulitzer Prize? Absolutely not. And it seems that Pulitzer still hasn't reversed their decision. I wonder when they're going to do this, because it's being proved over and over and over now that they were completely wrong. The New York Times was wrong. The Washington Post was wrong. Everyone was wrong. Who was right? Trump was right. But Trump, he was being interviewed on Newsmax, and he said something very, very interesting. He said, I believe They paid him a tremendous amount of money, and he doesn't want people to find out about it. And he says that Joe Biden is compromised. And he says something else that's very interesting. He called him a Manchurian candidate. Take a listen to what he said.
We have a compromised president. I believe he is so petrified of China because they know how much money has been given to him, and they know where it is. And I tell you, Jamie Comer's done an incredible job. Jim Jordan, they've done an incredible job. But they found, as of today, I think $32 million that went into his accounts and the various accounts of the family. That's a tremendous amount of money. And nothing was done for it. It was just a bribe. It's just a bribe, extortion and a bribe. When you see him talking about the $1 billion for the prosecutor, I'm amazed nothing was ever done. You know, you talk about quid pro quo. That was quid pro quo. But I believe that China has paid them a lot more than that. You look at University of Pennsylvania, you take a look at what's going on over there, where China pays millions and millions of dollars at Biden Center, and I guess they pay him $1 million a year, or I think they have it $999,000 a year. That way you don't have to maybe report because it's under a million. But I believe we have a compromised person as president. I believe that China has paid him a fortune. I've never seen anybody so weak on China. China's eating our lunch. They're taking over Cuba. They're taking over South America. They're taking over everything. This all happened over the last 3 years.
China and Russia. Now, all of a sudden, doing military exercises in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska.
Right, that's right.
That's very dangerous.
Unthinkable.
For us.
So, that just, we heard about that 2 days ago, would have never happened if I were president. That would have never happened. I would have called each one. I said, stop, it's not going to happen. And they would have listened to me 100%. So, it's very sad. I think it's the weakest our country has ever been. And I do think we have a Manchurian candidate. This is a president who's a Manchurian candidate. This is a president who's fully compromised. He's so afraid of China. And the reason he's afraid is because I believe they paid him a tremendous amount of money. And he doesn't want people to find out about it.
Now, that is very interesting that he said a Manchurian candidate. Because if you go to Post 1662, this is July 1st, 2018, there is a link to Washington Times. And it says, U.S. really did have a Manchurian candidate. Now, this article was put out on July 1st, 2018. They deleted this article, which I find very interesting. So let me just read. And by the way, they deleted this on December 25th, 2022, which I find very interesting. But let me just read the first three paragraphs here. After returning from a tour of some of the war zones in the Middle East, which ended with the Free Iran Gathering 2018 in Paris, I am struck by the realization that America really did have a Manchurian candidate in the White House for 8 years. If you look at the evidence, there really is no other conclusion. The calamitous consequences of the Obama presidency will be felt for the foreseeable future. In the short year and a half that Trump has been in office, he has put in place policy that has mitigated the damage that Obama inflicted on our national security and our allies. The speed with which Trump has been able to turn things around points to the diabolical depths the Obama administration went to in order to undermine our national strength and our way of life. All Trump had to do was stop doing things that hurt America. America could then take care of itself. The results are plain as day. However, it will take decades for Obama damage to be completely undone. The deviousness of the Obama sedition runs deep. So really think about this. They decided to remove this article. Biden is in power. And why did they decide to delete this article? You can find it on archives, because remember, just because you delete something doesn't mean it's really deleted. You can find the article and go back in time, and you can actually read the article. So what is a Manchurian candidate? Well, a Manchurian candidate is a person, especially a politician, being used as a puppet by an enemy power. The term is commonly used to indicate disloyalty or corruption, whether intentional or unintentional. So right here, Trump is calling Biden a Manchurian candidate, and also Obama is a Manchurian candidate. Actually, most of the swamp, they are a Manchurian candidate, if you really think about it. And I do believe that, yes, one of these Manchurian candidates is going to lead to the other, which is going to lead to the other. Now, once again, since all this evidence is coming out about, you know, against Biden, the next indictment should be around the corner. And that just refers me back to what Trump put out on Truth on August 3rd, 2023. I need one more indictment to ensure my election. So once the evidence is produced against Biden, you know an indictment is going to come. And what's very interesting is I like to go back to post 1846. This is August 11th, 2018. Tomorrow is that Delta. And down below is very interesting. It says, boom, first indictment. Boom, second indictment. Third boom, third indictment. And then there's another boom. And it says next week. So does that mean that we're going to have an indictment that's coming up very, very soon, maybe next week? We'll have to see how this all plays out. And we can see that the deep state players, they are becoming desperate right now. They need a cover-up for their cover-up. And yes, they're going to start war, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But first, look what New York is doing. Look what California is doing. Look what Massachusetts is doing. Look what Illinois is doing. They're having a problem with illegals. Now, remember, they said, hey, let's bring in the illegals. Let's bring everyone in. Now they can't handle it. People are complaining. And what are they doing in New York City? They're planning to convert a soccer field on Randall's Island Park into a shelter for 2,000 illegal immigrants. Do you think the families are going to go, hey, this is a great thing. Now my kid doesn't have a place to play. Instead, we're setting up housing there. No, the people are starting to complain. The people are pissed off. The people are angry. And the people are going to continually push back and push back. Now, the other thing that's very interesting about this is that we know that the Biden administration opened up the borders. They have a pipeline coming in. They have criminals coming over the border. You know, we have MS-13 gang members. We have child traffickers, human traffickers. We have it all coming into this country. And yes, they're going to be used later on for chaos. But they're also making a fortune off of these individuals. And what's very interesting is that a senior official who handled the immigration policy on Joe Biden's transition team was caught on video bragging about how he used the border crisis to help unqualified organizations secure billions of dollars in non-compete federal contracts to detain immigrant children and adults. This is what Andrew Lorenz Strait said. It's been a boom for my business. So that is very interesting. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And we can see that more and more people are starting to recognize that there is a pedophile network, there is a child trafficking network, there is a human trafficking network, especially with women. And when you start to look at these schools, when you start to look at all of these teachers, you're starting to realize that they're all part of it. And you can see that it's the same group of players over and over and over. I'm still waiting for Hollywood to put out a video about child trafficking. We have the fires out in Hawaii, you know, because of the climate change and boiling temperatures. So they're going to blame that on climate change, just like they did out in Europe, just like they did in Canada. You can see where all this is going. I see they're coming out and putting out certain videos about the fires, but still they're very, very quiet about human trafficking and child trafficking, which I find very interesting. But the other thing that I find very interesting is that the ex-head teacher at a school that was attended by Prince George committed child sex crimes. The former deputy head teacher at the London Primary School attended by Prince George and Princess Charlotte was convicted of paying tens of thousands of dollars for photos and videos of children being sexually abused. Matthew Smith, who worked at the Ritzy Thomas Preparatory School, was sentenced to 12 years in prison this week for paying more than $85,000 for sexual images of children as young as seven. So once again, we're seeing this problem all over the place, and it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. We're seeing a lot more pedophile rings. They're being shut down. We're seeing a lot of investigations happening across the globe, and I think all of it is being taken down right now. We know that Haiti has been closed down. Saudi Arabia has been closed down. I do believe the deep state players, they're having a major, major problem right now, and they're keeping Hollywood very, very quiet. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the deep state players, they definitely don't want those people that are pushing to drain the swamp. Out in Ecuador right now, a leading presidential contender for Ecuador was fatally shot as he exited a rally in Ecuador. That's very, very interesting. So security personnel, they took down one alleged assailant, and police safely handled an explosive found nearby. And it looks like they're just removing any of those people that are going to try to remove the corruption. But is this going to stop people from doing this? Absolutely not. Remember, the deep state, They play dirty. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold. And the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You'll also get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. If you don't see the link, click the description button or the other button, or simply call 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. It's the only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. They hire people to take out people. But you can see the deep state, they're getting very, very panicky over what's happening in Niger, because we have the West African bloc, the ECOWAS, is calling to activate and deploy its standby force immediately to restore constitutional order in the Republic of Niger. So I think they're becoming very, very desperate. We know that Victoria Nuland went down there, and she's the mastermind of overthrowing governments. She lays out the blueprint. She did it in Ukraine. You can see she's down there trying to say, okay, we need to get this person out there. We need to return power to the deep state players. What are we going to do? And they're trying to push this very, very hard. But what's very interesting is we can see the fake news. They're finally admitting that the counteroffensive was never going to happen. It was never going to work, that Ukraine doesn't have the upper hand. And CNN, they changed their tune on Ukraine's counteroffensive, saying it's extremely unlikely to succeed. You mean all the experts are out there that saying the counteroffensive was going to be absolutely incredible, and all the other conspiracy theorists were saying, yeah, Russia has the power. The neo-Nazis there, they have no power. They're losing. Even Colonel McGregor said that Russia has the power. They have the upper hand. The neo-Nazis, the Ukraine forces, they don't stand a chance, and they're losing thousands upon thousands of soldiers every single day. Well, that's exactly what's happening. And all this talk about how Ukraine is winning, it's all fake. It's fake news. So think about it. If they are losing this way, what are they going to do? They're not just going to allow Russia to take over. They're not going to surrender. They're going to push war. So Ukraine right now says it's going to consider all Russian transport vessels in the Black Sea legitimate targets. So they're going to hit Russia's ship no matter what, any ship. This is not going to turn out too well. We also have North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He has dismissed his top general and called for stepping up war preparations. Now, remember, I do believe everything that we're witnessing right now is Trump turning the tables on them and pushing war. He told us that we're going to be going to World War III. He told us that he could have peace. So we know that he communicates with Kim Jong-un. He communicated with Kim Jong-un via letter. He walked through, you know, across the DMZ. From South Korea to North Korea, then from North Korea to South Korea with Kim Jong-un. So I do believe there are leaders around this world that are working with Trump and the Patriots. And actually, this entire plan is to wake the American people up, to see the corruption, to see the deep state system, and to see the warmongers, to see, look, they don't care about your lives. They would actually go to a nuclear war to protect their criminal syndicate. That's where this is going. He wants to show the people, look how far they will go to protect themselves. They will actually go to a war. They will go to a nuclear war, have cities destroyed, as long as they don't go to jail, as long as you don't learn of their crimes. That is what he's showing you. And what is Poland doing right now? Well, we had reports they were going to deploy 2,000 soldiers to Belarus, but now they're going to be deploying 10,000 troops to be stationed at the border, 4,000 actually at the border supporting the border guard, and further 6,000 in the second line. You think something's building up? Absolutely. Well, that reminds me of post 1847, it's August 11, 2018. And really think about this when you read this. How do you prevent the public release of incriminating acts that would forever strip their power away? How do you bind the hands of POTUS? Now, this is when Trump was in the White House. But think about the first line. How do you prevent the public release of incriminating acts that would forever strip their power away? Now think of the 2024 election when I read this line, even though it says the midterms. Test strength of midterms through private analysis. Win-loss ratio. Analysis below key metrics without a chance for recovery. Start a war. So if they do the analysis and they see they can't win the 2024 election and they know there's going to be no chance and Trump will actually win the election, they're going to have to try to stop this. How do you do that? You start a war. You attack the United States. You try to postpone the elections. You try to stop it all. And it looks like they're going to try something. I think they're going to throw everything that they possibly have at this election to try to stop Trump. Yes, you're seeing indictment after indictment after indictment. But after a while, the indictments are kind of meaningless because are people even going, okay, it's just another indictment. So they're going to have to take this to the next level because the people are getting tired and the people are saying, okay, it's another indictment. Now I know this is election interference. Now I know you're just interfering with the 2024 election. Now I know you're the criminal syndicate. Now I know you don't have anything on Trump because this is absolutely ridiculous. You see, what are they going to do? Add on another 10 indictments? It's not going to do anything because his poll numbers continually move up and up and up and up. So this is going to be a dead end in the end. Now, of course, they're going to have a trial. They're trying to, you know, have the trial in January. They're going to have it during the year of 2024. But I think this is, again, going to work against them. I think Trump is leading them down this path. He gets equal time. This is why he waited the 2.5 years, because the networks have to broadcast this. And he has the ability to show what they have done. Now, when he starts showing all this, how do you distract this? Well, you start a war. That's what you do. Remember, he's setting them up. He's pushing them down this path. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and remember back when Trump was talking about COVID and he said it was almost like 1917, it was almost like the Spanish flu. Well, we're starting to see that, yes, pieces now are starting to really come together. And when you start to look, they wore masks back then. They found out that masks didn't work. And when you start to look at the Spanish flu, we find something out that's very, very interesting. And Kevin, we the people on X put this out and said, did you know that the Spanish flu was not a flu and never started in Spain? Frederick Lamont Gates injected the USA Army on behalf of the Rockefeller Foundation at Fort Riley. They were injected with an experimental bacterial meningitis vaccine derived from horses. The so-called Spanish flu was a vaccine experiment that went horribly wrong. The army then went to war and spread disease around the world. Did you guys know about this? Now really think about this. Think about COVID. Think about what they did. It's the same playbook over and over and over. And I think Trump was trying to tell us, look, it's the same thing. They created something. It was from horses. They created the problem. Same thing with COVID. They created something. They created the problem. We went to war. Are we not going to war? Absolutely. They created COVID. It didn't work. And now Trump is running for the 2024 election. The evidence is coming out against Obama. What do they got to do? They got to cover it up. That's what's happening right now. Now, the people, they understand the criminal syndicate. I think there are certain congressmen and congresswomen that are starting to understand that we can't depend on the FBI. We can't depend on the DOJ. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. They're going to protect the criminals. They're going to protect their own. And we have Rand Paul. He said he just took extraordinary step to bring charges against Fauci. Now, he said he referred this information to the DOJ, and he knows that the DOJ is going to do absolutely nothing. This is exactly what he said. We have an incredible partisan Attorney General Garland who refuses to act. So I've taken the extraordinary step of actually going to the local U.S. attorney in D.C. to see if he will act. Now the problem is there are partisans literally throughout the legal system, and people are seeing this. You don't get prosecuted if you're a Democrat in the administration, no matter what you do. Think about what the people have learned. Can people see the system? Even the people in Congress now can see the system. Even when he brings it to an attorney general in D.C., he's realizing, well, they could be partisan too and nothing might happen. And people are starting to realize, well, this infiltration is a lot deeper and wider than I could have ever imagined. And I see what they have done here. It's the criminal syndicate. It's just like the mafia owning a town. if you own all the prosecutors, if you own the police, if you own the newspapers, if you own the companies, the mayor, and the mafia owns everyone, how are you going to get them? You can't. It's impossible. So what do you got to do? You got to find a outside agency. You need an agency that's not part of their system. And when you think of the small town, normally it would be the FBI. But when you think of the United States on a much larger scale, well, it can't be the FBI. It can't be the DOJ. They're a part of it. So the organization is the military, military intelligence, military tribunals. That's where all this is headed. Because you can see the FBI, they're continually lying and lying and lying because they're going to lie to protect themselves. Remember when the FBI was busted targeting Catholics and a now retracted leaked document which said Roman Catholics were at risk of committing acts of extremist violence, and the agency downplayed it as the work of a rogue field office? Well, that completely fell apart. Thanks to a less redacted internal FBI document released Wednesday by the House Judiciary Committee, we learned that the effort was far more widespread than the agency acknowledged. House Judiciary GOP on X put this out and said, subpoenaed document reveals that the FBI Richmond field office coordinated with multiple field offices across the country to produce memo targeting traditional Catholics as domestic terrorists. Ray previously said the action were limited to a single field office, which is completely fake, phony, and false. The FBI's Los Angeles field office, meanwhile, initiated an investigation into one subject, while the Richmond office coordinated with the agency's Portland office to prepare the field report. In other words, it wasn't just the product of a single field office that was rogue. It was a coordinated effort. And Jim Jordan, he wants answers. He put this out on X and said, they spied on parents speaking up at school board meetings. They raided President Trump's home. They targeted traditional Catholics. Joe Biden's Justice Department. Absolutely. And it's all completely falling apart. The people, they're seeing the system, and the system is working against all of us. It reminds me of The Matrix. And if you haven't seen The Matrix, you should see it. But this is a quote from Morpheus speaking to Neo. Neo just woke up and started to see the system from the outside. And this is what he said. The Matrix is a system. The system is our enemy. But when you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inured, so helplessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. So really think about that when you think about this country, when you think about the system. A lot of these people, they were sleeping. They would protect the system. Still, a lot of people will protect the system. But now, people are waking up. People are starting to see the system, and the people are starting to realize what the system is. And as more and more people wake up from this system, more and more people go on to the Trump train to join the conductor. And that is what Trump has been doing this entire time. And I do believe as the deep state brings us to war, this is going to wake up a lot of people, and they're going to wake up and they're going to realize that they're in this system, and they're going to start to look around and they're going to have a lot of questions, and they're going to start to think logically, just like people are thinking logically about the January 6th fake insurrection. Actually, it's a Fed insurrection. And people are starting to realize, wait, what the fake news has been telling, what the corrupt politicians have been saying, it doesn't seem that that is true, because now we're seeing other evidence. Julie Kelly put this out and said, newly obtained January 6th surveillance video tracks the movements of an FBI informant embedded in the Proud Boys. Michael Jones, a convicted felon, appears to commit multiple crimes that day, but remains uncharged. Here is a montage of police body cam synced with surveillance video on the west side of Plaza, an area designated restricted. Jones is involved in clashes with police and is seen tearing away metal barriers. It's interesting that it is criminals that are doing this. Remember, the deep state players, their foot soldiers are Antifa, the trans community, criminals, BLM, and they use these individuals. Why do you think they have this no cash bail thing? Why do you think they're releasing people from prison? Why do you think they're bringing the criminals over the border? They're going to need them most likely next year in the summer, to create chaos. And the people are starting to learn who the players are. They're starting to wake up and they're starting to realize, holy crap, I see the system now. I see what's going on. And for those people that don't see it, soon they will be waking up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, since we're talking about January 6th, I want to go back in time. Remember when McCarthy became the Speaker of the House? Well, he said something very interesting back then, and this is back in 2022. He demanded that the January 6th committee preserve all records and vows to hold hearings next year. So he told them to preserve every single record. Why did the January Unselect Committee, why did they remove everything? Why did they get rid of it if they were told to preserve everything? Isn't that obstruction? Absolutely. And now people can see very, very clearly that what they were running was not a real hearing. It wasn't democracy. It wasn't what they've been talking about. It was a tribunal to get Trump, period. That is it. And now they need to destroy all those records because it would show that's exactly what they were doing. But Julie Kelly, she also put this out and said, Obama judge Beryl Howell held Twitter in contempt and imposed six-figure fine for not turning over Trump's Twitter account to Biden's special counsel so Jack Smith could look at Trump's deleted tweets. A Biden judge upheld Howell on appeal. Joke country. And then we have Liz Harrington. She's also pointing to Julie Kelly. And she says, I mean, at what point do we call out the sick voyeurism of a DOJ and special counsel that raids the president's home for 9 hours, taking 13,000 items, watches 3 years worth of security video from inside his home, and reads his Twitter DMs? Liz Harrington responded to this on Truth and said, and they still have to invent made-up fake crimes while the corrupt establishment breaks the law with impunity. She's absolutely right. And remember, Trump is not using DMs on Twitter. Trump has one account. So what did Trump just do? He brought them to a place where he can use this against them. They already set the precedent. They can't argue with this right now. Remember, Twitter was part of the intelligence agency, was part of the deep state. They had their real account, a lot of the corrupt politicians and all the others, and then they had their fake accounts, and they communicated using their DMs. And we can also get their deleted tweets. And that reminds me of post 1222. This is April 21st, 2018. Down below, it says, think public and private Twitter accounts. They all have them. These people are stupid. We have it all. See, Trump, he has all this evidence. So think about it. If you know your enemy, you know the playbook, you have all this evidence, what do you need them to do? You need them to go after you for the things that you want. I want to see their Twitter DMs. I want to see their other Twitter accounts. I want to get their taxes. I want to indict them for January 6th. I want to indict them for the Espionage Act. I want to indict them for election fraud. I want to do all of this. So what do I need to do? I need them to do it to me first to set a precedent so nobody can argue. They already did it to me during an election, and now I can turn around at any time and do it to them. No questions asked. Yes, the fake news might ask questions, but the people will be where? On Trump's side. Remember, the court of public opinion. That's what this is being tried right now, in the court of public opinion. And Trump, he's winning. Let's go back to post 1859, August 12, 2018. This Twitter account was referenced for a very specific reason. Holds many questions, messages from people of power, influence. These accounts are run by big names. And it's pointing to account, and the account name is Satan. And it says, I miss you, son, real Donald Trump. So these accounts that were on Twitter, they were run by big names. You think we're going to find out who the big names are? Absolutely. In the end, we're going to find out everything. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump has filed a motion asking U.S. District Court Judge Alan Cannon to allow his team to discuss and review classified documents from his home at Mar-a-Lago. So he's going to need a sensitive, compartmented information facility, which is called a SCIF, which I find very, very interesting that the word SCIF is coming up, because I think that's going to be used later on with Obama, because aren't there visitor logs with SCIFs? I do believe Obama's going to be coming into focus. I do believe Trump is teaching the American people what a SCIF is, and people are starting to realize, okay, I know what a SCIF is. It's where you have a secret meeting, no communication in or out. And now when Obama or Michael Michel, once they get into focus, I do believe information is going to be coming out against them. And that will most likely implicate Hunter and Joe Biden. It'll implicate Hillary Clinton, probably George Soros, and many, many other people. But what we can see happening right now is we can see that the entire Michigan voter fraud is blown out of the water. And it seems that this whole thing is completely coming down around them. And Catherine and Greg, they put this out on X and said, can you imagine if we called ourselves White Pack and doled out $11 million for fake registration guns and God knows what else? Great work here, FBI. Proud of your commitment to truth and justice. You had this for years. Years. Sickening. Now you protected Eugene Yu. Yes, we know what you did. You make me want to vomit. And yes, the FBI is never, ever going to do anything. The FBI is part of the criminal syndicate. And you can see that they've been covering up the entire election fraud. They didn't want people to realize or know about it. But the evidence is being produced right now. And actually, one of the individuals who worked for the GBI Strategies LLC in Flint, Michigan, during the 2020 election, per his LinkedIn profile, is Edwin Pierre. He apparently still works as a regional manager at GBI Strategies. And according to one business site, GBI Strategies LLC is reportedly currently located at 8241 Floral Spring Drive, Cordova, Tennessee, outside of Memphis. Gary Bell Cossett is reported as the owner. A query of Cordova, Tennessee location shows a house with two white vans parked in the front. Note that it was a white van that were identified on election night in Detroit containing boxes of ballots that were unloaded under the election center long after the polls had closed. These do not look like the same white vans, but why do they have two white vans? That's very interesting. And it's very interesting that it belongs to a home. And DC Drano says, I don't think people realize how big this story is. GBI Strategies, the group that paid $11 million plus by Biden PACs to harvest fraudulent voter registrations in 20 states, may be the root source of Democratic election rigging. And he's absolutely right. Remember, the system to cheat is not, hey, let's just hire a couple of mules, let them just drop in a couple of ballots. It's a coordinated, sophisticated strategy where they implement certain tactics. It's almost like Biden, where he was money laundering money from China, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and the rest. He set up 20 shell companies. He gave the money to his family members. It was all about covering it up. The same thing with election fraud. They need a way to cover it all up. They need to create companies. They need to keep this off the books. They need to keep it all hidden. This way, they can actually go ahead and cheat in the elections. This is all now coming out, and it's completely falling apart on them. And if you go back to 2020 and you look at the counts, there's no way that Biden all of a sudden got the numbers he needed. Philip Schuyler put this out on X and said, when count was halted, Pennsylvania Trump by 682,000 votes, 15.2%. Georgia Trump by 311,000 votes. Michigan Trump by 307,000 votes. Wisconsin Trump by 128,000. North Carolina Trump by 77,000. At 4 a.m., vans came and intel agencies took America. Eyewitness testimony, cell phone footage. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. They stopped the elections and they said, okay, how many votes do we need? Oh, crap. He has 682,000 in Pennsylvania. No problem. Everyone, start feeding in the ballots. Get all the ballots. Get everything we need. Georgia, same thing. Michigan. That's why they shut it all down, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to do it. So they needed to shut things down to cheat. Now, remember, Trump, he wanted the people out there. He wanted them voting because he needed the deep state to cheat like they never cheated. It couldn't be 1,000 votes because they wouldn't do what they did. It needed to be hundreds of thousands. It had to be millions of votes for them to go to the extreme of cheating like they did. Because since they did that, what did Trump capture? It captured every single tactic they used. They pulled out all the stops. They did everything just to win that election. And he trapped them in all that. He wanted them to do that. He wanted the military to capture it. And he did capture it. And now Trump has the information. And Trump, he's letting everyone know, since he is the nominee for the Republican Party, that Trump is not going to sign the RNC loyalty pledge required to attend a debate. Actually, he's saying, why would I even attend the debates right now? Why would I even sign the pledge? Why would I sign a pledge if there are people on there that I wouldn't have? I wouldn't have certain people as somebody that I would endorse. And he's absolutely right. Actually, he can skip the debates if he actually wants to. He has that far of a lead. Everyone else is way, way behind. And we'll have to see how this all plays out in the end. But what's very interesting is that the New York Times, they're saying that Trump is delivering a death blow to the old way as he tramples rivals in Iowa. And he's actually changing how our elections are done, which I find very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden, he was visiting Utah. I think he's going to Salt Lake City or something like that. And all of a sudden, we had an elderly man in Provo, Utah. He was killed during an FBI raid. So Biden was visiting Utah. They decided to go and raid this individual's home right before Biden got there. So Greg Robertson, 75, was shot and killed at around 6:15 a.m. on Wednesday during an FBI raid. Now, he was putting a lot of things out on Facebook. This is one of his posts. Blue states will never take over the country. The armed red states will revolt and execute every Democrat politician. Then he put this one out on July 17th. Hey, FBI, you still monitoring my social media? Checking so I can be sure to have a loaded gun handy in case you drop by again. Then he put this out there. The fastest and most effective way to assure Joe Biden will not win 2024, assassinate Hunter, he'll drop right out. So he was putting these posts out on Facebook, which I find that Facebook didn't take them down because it's a threat, but they allowed them to be up there, which I find very suspect. But we've come to find out that the FBI went into this individual's home, and Jack Pozo put this out. It's a 23-second clip, and it shows that they threw a flashbang. It explodes near the elderly man's door. There were no gunshots from the old man, and they decided to go in and actually take him out. That is very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is that the man could barely walk. He needed a cane, and he took care of his disabled son. Cernovich put this out on X and said, 75-year-old man who needed a cane to walk was selected for extermination by the FBI. Notice that none of the actual death threats against Trump led to this response. Dark times ahead. And he's absolutely right. Think about Kathy Griffin, who's holding Trump's head up and it's bloody. Actually, I think she just put out a new tweet or whatever it was on Instagram or whatever it was. She had Jack Smith holding Trump's head. But once again, are they raiding her place? No, that's very interesting. Did they do this on purpose to build up the idea that Trump supporters are dangerous and we need to go in and get them? It's starting to seem that way. I do believe they're building a narrative for when the chaos comes. Trump, he put out two truths about Joe Biden, about the country, where we are. And he said, what crooked Joe Biden, who can't string two sentences together, has done to our once great country through his open borders catastrophe may go down as the greatest and most damaging mistake ever made in U.S. history. It is not even believable that such incompetence and stupidity could have been allowed to happen. Our country is being destroyed by a man with the mind, ideas, and IQ of a first grader. The invasion of our country must stop immediately. It cannot be allowed to continue. Then he said, I think the crooked Joe Biden is not only dumb and incompetent, I believe he has gone mad. A stark raving lunatic with his horrible and country-threatening environmental open borders and DOJ FBI weaponization policies. He is a mental catastrophe that is leading our country to hell. And he's absolutely right. And this is what he wants people to see. And there's a lot of pressure now on the deep state. He's pushing them to exactly where he wants them to go. Because this is about showing the people the system, showing the corruption, showing what they have planned for this entire country. And people, they are seeing it. But what's very interesting is that this post is coming up on August 11th, and it says, and this is post 1842, it says, never interfere with an enemy while he's in the process of destroying himself. Discovery. Do you believe in coincidences? We have the source. Trump has the source to everything. They have all the evidence. If you have all the evidence, if you know all the crimes, if you know what they have done, can you bring them down a path to actually expose all of this? Yes, you can. All you need them to do is to project everything that they did onto you, so then you can turn the tables around and do it to them. And that's exactly what Trump has been doing. Because in the end, when they bring us down the path to war, when they bring us down to this place where people don't want to go, and they try to postpone the elections, and they try to rig everything, Trump, he has all the leverage. This has been planned out from the very beginning. This is why he knows that there's going to be an invasion into Taiwan. This is why he knows there's going to be World War III with the N-word. He knows this is what they're going to do in the end, and this is going to wake up a lot of people. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.